It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Tuesday edition of the show underway. And I'll tell you, full disclosure. Yes, we have Cubs baseball tonight. Another 8:05 pregame, 8:40 first pitch. Cubs at Oakland looking to take advantage once again of the listless A's. And then the getaway day of that three-game set tomorrow afternoon, a 2 o'clock pregame, 2:35 first pitch. And when you even account for the quickened pace of these games with the pitch clock, which I think has just been outstanding, not that I was not in the camp of, oh, we just have to make these games quicker. It's just such a better product. It is. Like, just the gaps between action are so much shorter. And I've said it multiple times. I'll continue to say it. It wasn't so much the initiative to put this pitch clock in about shortening games. It was just shortening the time in between action in these games. And it has done that. And I thought last night's game was just an absolute poster child for that. The Cubs get the win 10-1 last night. And Patrick Wisdom is, I think he's probably got to be the hottest hitter in the sport of baseball on the planet, maybe even the galaxy. He has gone deep five times in his last four games.
Swinging a drive, deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone. Long gone. Way up into the seats in left center, a rocket. And this ball game is tied at one. It left the park in a hurry. Now the pitch, runners go. Here's a drive. Deep left center. That ball's got a chance. Gone. Another home run for Patrick Wisdom. The Cubs have broken it wide open and lead 10-1. Finally, some men were on base when he went deep. Woo.
Shout out to Pat Hughes for soldiering through last night. I'm thinking if Pat's not feeling any better, Zach Zaidman ought to give that voice a night off. But nonetheless, Pat, like usual, putting his hard hat on there, going to work. And Patrick Wisdom doing just the same in another form and fashion with his fifth home run in four games, a pair of them last night, and what was, like I said, a 10-1 win for the Cubs. Just a really pleasant listen, a really pleasant watch, and I think this NL Central, I know we got you Cardinals fans out there. I know that we got some Brewers fans out there. I work with a couple of them here at the Radio Ranch. I think we're going to have a fun summer, particularly with this NL Central. So Cubs baseball once again tonight. But the point I was getting at with tomorrow's getaway day game is this is very likely to be the last show of the week. Yours truly is going on vacation this week. Week/weekend. I've got Thursday and Friday off, and oh, maybe there's some of you out there in the audience that know me a little bit better than others. I like to hunt. Mostly like to hunt deer. Well, hunt a little turkey from time to time, and I'm going on a new adventure. I am going down to Oklahoma this weekend to hunt feral hogs. And maybe if some of you have heard about them, they're a terror whether it be just to the environment or on people's farms. And unfortunately, they'll get into people's dogs and cats on their farms, or maybe even their sheep, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, if you're anything like me, you know that, hey, there's other states out there that say, hey, come hunt them, and we're not going to charge you a lot for it, and you'll get some tasty meat out of the process and one hell of an experience. So that's what I signed up for. I said, let's do it, going with a cousin of mine and a couple friends of ours. We are getting in the truck and going down to Oklahoma on Thursday, going to hunt hogs. So that is the first vacation that yours truly will be taking of this 2023 calendar year. And then after that, it'll be a couple months at least before I take any more vacation. But yeah, that'd be the reason if you do not hear Colin Company the rest of this week, because as I mentioned, that getaway day game tomorrow, the third game of the three-game set against the A's, very likely going to chew up most, if not all, of this show. And so if that's the case, then I will be southbound and down, and wish me luck as I go on the pilgrimage south to try to help the lovely state of Oklahoma ever so slightly get rid of its feral hog population. So I'm very much looking forward to it. But in the meantime, we've got a lot to get to here today on the show. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us on the Zuck Machine. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you bookmark the website. That's not only where you get the stream, you get all sorts of local, statewide sports content there, all sorts of audio on demand. It's worth having in your interwebs rotation. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email me. Email address for questions, comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, don't be shy. Email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up here in just a few short moments on the show, area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack today. Another busy afternoon and evening of Metro Spring Sports. And thankfully, the weather a lot better today. And I would imagine all of those events able to go on as planned. So we'll get to that and plenty else like usual when we get to that here in just a few short moments. As I mentioned, after we're done there, we'll take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back from that first timeout, and friend of the program, colleague of mine at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Rob Gray, is going to join the program. You follow him on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. The Iowa State Cyclone football team going to be doing something that it hasn't done in quite some time, at least as far as the Matt Campbell era is concerned, that is having an actual spring game. Perhaps it'll be more of a glorified controlled scrimmage like most any of them are anymore, but there's been, you know, a majority of years here during the Campbell tenure where there hasn't even been an open practice. And so 11 a.m. on Saturday at Jack Trice, be there or be square, the Iowa State football team going to be giving fans a look at what they've been able to accomplish this spring. And so we'll dig in on that with Rob. A large part of the conversation I'm going to steer toward is in relation to the audio we had yesterday on the show from former UNI offensive line coach Ryan Clanton, who I think is poised to potentially make a pretty big difference in what you're seeing out of that Iowa State offense that was obviously criticized heavily. It ranked last in the Big 12, so, you know, therein lies the criticism. Rob's there. He's in Ames. He's covering that team. And we'll dig in on that when he joins us. We'll also talk a little bit of Iowa State men's and women's basketball as the Cyclones, like we talked yesterday with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. Both the Cyclone men's and women's basketball teams out there making moves, quite active in the transfer portal. So we got that to talk about when Rob joins us in the next segment as well. After we're done there, we will take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of the break, and we'll have more audio. We'll once again check in with players from the Iowa and Iowa State spring football camps. Also, some audio, if time permits, to get to regarding the Drake Relays and the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team. So look forward to that coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Tuesday edition of the show and likely to be last show of the week. So let's not wait any longer. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. A Tuesday edition of Cole & Company Area Sports News and Scores. Last night in Metro Soccer, on the boys' side, Gladbrook Rhinebeck with a big win over Waterloo East 10-0. Meanwhile, in a girls' Metro Soccer result, Denver snuck past Waterloo Columbus 2-0. Meanwhile, this afternoon, this evening, in Metro Sports, beginning with girls' track, Waterloo Columbus at the Clarksville Invite. That's being hosted at Hudson. In boys' soccer, Cedar Falls travels to Western Dubuque. Waterloo West playing host to Dubuque Waller, and Waterloo East at home against Des Moines Roosevelt. It's the opposite on the girls' side. Cedar Falls playing host to Western Dubuque. Waterloo West playing at Dubuque Waller, and Waterloo East on the road at Des Moines Roosevelt. In boys' tennis, Cedar Falls plays host to Waterloo West, and Columbus entertains Union. Meanwhile, in girls' tennis, Cedar Falls is at Waterloo West. In boys' golf, Waterloo Columbus competing in a triangular with West Delaware at West Delaware at the Backbone Golf and Country Club. In girls' golf, Waterloo West playing host to Waverly Shell Rock at Irv Warren, and Waterloo East on the road at Marshalltown. The latest Iowa boys tennis coaches poll has been released. Area schools in the rankings include in 2A, Cedar Falls 7th, and in 1A, Waverly Shell Rock is 10th. The Iowa State basketball team has landed another transfer. Former University of Buffalo guard Curtis Jones has committed to the Cyclones. 6'5", 180-pound junior was the Buffalo's leading scorer last season with 15 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Shot 36% from three-point range. He's a native of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jones graduated high school without any Division I offers. He has 2 years of eligibility remaining, and he fills the last remaining scholarship that the Cyclones have. The Iowa State softball team looking to build upon an upset win over third-ranked Oklahoma State this past weekend, returning home to host Southeast Missouri in a doubleheader. Cyclones win over Oklahoma State tied the program record for the highest-ranked team ever defeated. Today's twin bill against SEMO, the first meeting between the Cyclones and Red Hawks in 15 years. And I think that first game ought to be over and second game just underway. So we'll try to get a score for you here before we're done. The UNI softball team on the road this evening just got it going 13 minutes ago at the top of the hour at Drake. Panthers continue to lead the Missouri Valley Conference with a 15-1 record. Missouri State and Illinois both tied for second at 14-3. The Bulldogs, meanwhile, 4-12 in the MVC. UNI rolled past the Bulldogs 9-1 in six innings last week here in Cedar Falls. Panthers are on a five-game win streak coming off that decisive three-game sweep over Southern Illinois this past weekend when they outscored the Salukis 41-7. Warburg's Ella Link has been named the American Rivers Conference Softball Player of the Week. In four games, the junior catcher last week, 5-for-10 at the plate, 2 home runs, a double, 8 RBI, and scored 5 runs. She helped the Knights go 3-1. And finally, the Iowa baseball team takes on a pair of non-conference opponents over the next 2 days. The Hawks travel to Chicago tonight for a matchup with Illinois-Chicago, then return home tomorrow to play host to Bradley. Iowa 25-9 this season. Illinois-Chicago 14-17 overall. Iowa strong at the plate this year, hitting .289 as a team and averaging 8.3 runs per game. First pitch of Iowa-UIC is at 6 tonight. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update to Forecast, all coming your way. On the other side, we dig in on Iowa State Spring Football ahead of this Friday's exhibition game at, or Saturday's, I should say, at Jack Trice Stadium. And we'll also talk some Iowa State men's and women's basketball. Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joins us next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Well, the inspiring story of DeMar Hamlin got another chapter today with Bill's safety being cleared to return to full football activities, and he is taking part in volunteer workouts with the Bills this week. Hamlin collapsed on the field January 2nd, and according to GM Brandon Bean, he received overwhelming approval to return.
They're all in agreement. It's not 2-1 or 3-1 or anything like that. They're all in lockstep of what this was, and that he is cleared, resume full activities, just like anyone else who was coming back from an injury or whatever.
Tyler Hero of the Heat is undergoing surgery in his broken hand. He is likely out for the rest of the season. His recovery time set at 4 to 6 weeks. The Celtics go for two in a row against the Hawks after breezing through Game 1, while the Knicks stun the Cavaliers on Saturday, winning at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Game 2 comes up tonight. The Clippers also winning the series opener on the road, taking Game 1 from Phoenix. Game 2 this evening as well. Baseball today, and a twin bill in Detroit, where the Tigers lead the Guardians by a score of 1-0 top 7. They won Game 1 4-3, and right now, bottom of the fifth, it's Philadelphia, the 5-4 lead over the White Sox. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is Ron Coomer. Join me and the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes for Cubs baseball right here on The Fan.
At Waterloo Schools, we offer cutting-edge, rigorous, and relevant academic experiences that prepare our students for college, military service, and a wide range of high-demand careers. But we can't do this alone. Partners in Education is a powerful network of businesses and organizations that support Waterloo Schools in a variety of ways through sponsorships, volunteering, and more. This exciting cooperative agreement is between a business or an organization and one or more of our schools. The Partners in Education partnership can be tailored and customized to meet the unique needs of your business and our schools. We currently have over 50 community partners who contribute in their own unique ways to the welfare of our schools, the students, and the staff. And we're excited to keep growing our partnerships this spring. Together, we're growing champions from kindergarten to careers, college, and beyond. We rely on a wide range of businesses and organizations throughout the Cedar Valley, like coffee shops, banks, bowling alleys, and more, to join us as partners in education. Reach us at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
Rudy's Tacos. They've been at the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue for over 30 years. You know, that super yummy Mexican food place with friendly servers and all those hanging marionettes, over 600 of them actually. Along with that delicious food, you'll also enjoy Iowa craft beers and the Cedar Valley's best margarita with your lunch or dinner. Large portions, seasoned to perfection, and daily lunch specials 11 till 2. Plus, try Rudy's new queso. When weather permits, enjoy the patio too. Rudy's Tacos, open 11 to 8, Tuesday through Thursday, until 9, Friday and Saturday.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Cubs clobber the A's 10-1 yesterday as a $1.24 road favorite. You'll lay $1.73 to win $1 on the Cubs today. Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Cubs against Ken Walichuk of the A's, +157, 8-under at the Oakland Coliseum. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Cardinals today, $1.60 home favorite against Arizona, +146. Trey Jameson pitching for the Diamondbacks, 8.5 under the total at Busch Stadium. White Sox and Phillies rained out of the South Side yesterday. Philadelphia, $1.20 favorite in Game 1 today. In Game 2, the White Sox, -115, Philadelphia, +105. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 46. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 67. Cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night 51. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 59.
Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM. Brass Monkey, that
funky monkey. Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. Yesterday we checked in with Iowa Spring Football. The Hawkeyes are going to have a spring game practice type thing. David Eicholt told us on Friday, but you're going to have the Iowa State Cyclones with a spring game, or at least we'll find out the details of it here in just a little bit as Rob Gray, colleague of mine at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joins us now. 11 a.m., the kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday of that Iowa State spring game. So we're looking to get the latest on not only that, but then a couple of transfers have committed to both Iowa State men's and women's basketball in the past 48 to 72 hours, so we'll dig in on that as well. Make sure you follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. Rob, as always, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Good to join you as usual, Cole, on what's a nice day while we alternate between good weather and terrible weather here in the spring.
Yeah, I think Iowa is doing Iowa things right now as it relates to April weather, but it looks like whether it's Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, any of the smaller colleges trying to have a spring function this weekend, this Friday, whatever it is, that the weather's going to play ball to a degree, and that's where I want to start. We've talked some Iowa State spring football practice, and I think last time we talked mostly about the quarterback, Hunter Deckers, but I think for anybody who is a big football fan, really digs in on things, as cliche as it might sound, the games are won and lost in the trenches, Rob. And had some audio yesterday from former UNI offensive line coach, now Iowa State offensive line coach Ryan Clanton. And it just got me to think about how, would it be wrong to suggest, Rob, that Ryan Clanton and this Iowa State offensive line have perhaps become the story of spring camp, of spring practices? Is there maybe like more to take from, you know, that coach and that group? You tell me. You're covering it, but that's the impression I get.
Yeah, to some extent, I would agree, Cole. Clanton is just so impressive when he talks. I mean, you can tell he thinks very deeply about these things, but he's got all the other, he checks all the other marks, like talking about violence all the time. Yeah. And you're talking about offensive linemen. But, I mean, he has almost a scholarly air about him. And he'll dig in and get very analytical and describe it very, very well. I mean, the guy clearly would be a great high school teacher, and he's obviously been a great teacher of offensive linemen, putting two in the NFL out of UNI and speaking highly of this group where Iowa State returns, you know, at least four guys with significant starting experience and a couple more with some. Again, a room where Coach Matt Campbell has said that the talent in it is, quote, elite, unquote. Well, the production hasn't been. The execution hasn't been, particularly last season, which prompted the change. And I think the Cyclones were very fortunate to get a guy like Ryan Clanton at this time where offensive line has been the one thing that has not tracked upward. You know, granted, the second one 4-8 last season, but in terms of development in each room, the offensive line you'd have to say it's been a disappointment, to put it mildly, at times. Mm-hmm. It's been decent sometimes, but they have never gotten that level where they're really, really good. And we'll see if Clanton can get them there. But yeah, that's certainly a talking point. And obviously, the Cyclones are going to do rebound and win close games this season instead of have disastrous results in those games like they did last season. You know, Clanton's going to play a huge part. I mean, the guys seem receptive, and if they make a big jump up there, you know, a great reason for optimism for the offense as a whole.
And, Rob, that makes your response makes me think of a few things. And I guess first is, you know, for as much as there is meat on the bone to dig in about the shortcomings of offensive line play during the Matt Campbell tenure, Ryan Clanton is here now, like we're talking about. What might that mean? I said yesterday on the show that I thought it took him about three seasons here at UNI to really start to see the fruit of his labors. But then again, I made the point I thought it was very important to point out that, you know, he's recruiting, on paper at the very least, a lesser caliber athlete. An athlete that, by nature of how the UNI football program works, best case scenario, you're in the starting lineup as a redshirt sophomore. Meanwhile, he's at Iowa State. There is a on-paper higher caliber athlete there for him to work with, for him to recruit. There are better resources there for him. Do you think that he can have the sort of impact on this program, you know, quicker than he did here in Cedar Falls? Not to, not for people to get that confused, like that's any sort of slight. He did incredible things here. His resume in Cedar Falls speaks for itself. But there's more to offensive line than run blocking. But I feel like Hunter Deckers and that Iowa State offense with first-year offensive coordinator Nate Shielhouse, life gets a lot easier if you're just able to, like Coach Clanton likes to say, play violent and make some big plays in the run game.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a necessity, and they need to be healthy there. And Jirell Brock is working his way back, wrote about him earlier this spring. People forget he was really, really playing well when he suffered his first injury last year, and then he had the season ender against Oklahoma State, but he was averaging 6-plus yards per carry, had the 100-yard game against Iowa, which is a rare for the Cyclones against Iowa. Heck, in recent years, they haven't had a whole lot of games where they've gotten much more than 100 total, mm-hmm. or far less. And you know, they've got the pieces, and guys like Clanton, they fit Campbell's quote-unquote culture perfectly. I mean, the cerebral approach to the game, the love of the game, it resonates with every word that he speaks. So I think all those things, the offense has to be tons better at scoring. You have to be at least a bit better at moving the ball. And again, all those things moving together, and you added a good transfer at receiver in Jaden Higgins, too, who is productive in the you know, non-Power 5 at Eastern Kentucky. You know, again, like last season, the pieces are there. It's all a matter of making a fit, and maybe these coaching staff changes were necessary to get that shift back on track.
Yeah, I think so, Rob, because one thing that stuck out to me with the audio that I had yesterday on the show from Coach Clanton was that he mentioned some of the new run schemes that he's teaching the offensive line, among other things. And I remember Coach Clanton talking toward the early parts of spring camp, where he said, you know, the scheme's the scheme. It, you know, it's not changed. It really hasn't changed. Well, apparently it's changed a little bit. You know, there's some new run schemes being brought in here by Coach Clanton. So I'm as fascinated as anybody, I think, that's dug in here, like you and me, you know, the hardcore fans that are watching this and going, okay, what is there to take from spring ball? And seems to me Coach Clanton's got to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. in terms of quotes, he certainly is. And again, his pedigree is very impressive. I mean, having the offensive coordinator experience a little bit before coming to UNI and at UNI this final season, it's just refreshing to talk to him. Nothing against the former guy, you know, the guys that aren't there anymore. I mean, they're good guys and they did a lot of good things at Iowa State. But it's a different feel. And again, first spring game and 6 years, I think, early in Campbell's regime, they did it once or twice, but they'd gone away from it and had the open practices a few last year for the first time in a while. There's a palpable excitement, and whatever that translates to, we'll see. But Clanton is a pretty good front man for it, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. My experience with Coach Clanton, not surprised at all to hear that. Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray. That spring game that you mentioned, Rob, this Saturday kicks off at 11 a.m. Let's, of course, set the offensive line aside. What are you going to be watching closest? What do you think, if anything, you're going to be able to perhaps derive from this spring game?
I really want to see how the receivers tangle with the corners and what types of things they do there. I mean, you lose a guy the caliber of Xavier Hutchinson and you bring a guy back like Jalen Knoll, who certainly had flashes of brilliance each of his first two seasons. And again, as I mentioned, Higgins comes into the mix. A number of other guys, some productive tight ends, that started to bring the tight end, didn't become just a blocker, you know, in the wake of Charlie Kohler and so many others, Chase Allen, heading off to the NFL. The corners, C.J. Tampa and Miles Purchase, are really, really, really good. And yeah, obviously you're not full go, but it'll just be interesting to see really the rapport that those guys have, and as well as the competitive aspect of it, because I think the receivers have a chance to be really, really good, and Tampa could be one of the best corners in the Big 12. Purchase isn't far behind. Maybe he's almost right there. Experience of safety, Bo Freeler and Jeremiah Cooper's been banged up, but did really well as a freshman. A lot of guys in that room, that Louis Verdone, that can make an impact. So I'm really interested in that. And yes, you always want to see who's moving who on the line and all that. But, as you know, Cole, spring game is kind of a dog and pony show too. And so we'll just enjoy the fact that we can be out there watching football and what should be decidedly football weather, with a high of something like 46 forecast on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to keeping up with your reporting on it, Rob. Let's shift gears here in the little bit of time that we have left today on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, our guest right now. Got word yesterday, Rob, that Buffalo transfer guard Curtis Jones, a Minnesota native, which we know T.J. Otzelberger's program keeps a very close eye on in terms of recruiting, made his transfer commitment to Iowa State. That's now the third guard in this transfer portal window that has become a part of this Iowa State Cyclone men's basketball team. What can you tell us about what Curtis Jones brings? And then maybe kind of backing up, I'm trying to remember all the names right now. It's hard enough to remember, what is it, Jackson Pavelski or something like that from Wofford.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on the guy from UNLV, but not just Jones, but what do you make of this three-guard haul?
Well, one thing that they haven't been able to do very well consistently in TJ's first two seasons, which have been, first one off the charts successful, and last season, of course, very successful NCAA tournament first rounder, notwithstanding. But these three guys they can all shoot it from deep. They can all handle the ball a little bit. Gilbert, I want to say shot. They're all in the 36-38% range from three. Keyshawn Gilbert of UNLV is who you're talking about. He was the first guy. He's from St. Louis, and you noted that trend. I mean, Jackson Pavelski's from Wisconsin. Curtis Jones, Twin Cities. So you see UNLV, Wofford, Buffalo, and you think, boy, these guys are coming from far away. Well, not really. A lot of existing relationships. Gilbert was signed to UNLV with TJ before TJ left to come back to Iowa State. So, you got high-level shooters, good competitors, and again, Taman Lipsy, what was the one knock on him in what was otherwise a smashing success of a freshman season? An inability to knock down open shots with any consistency. Well, A, he's got a chance, he's going to get better at that, but now he's surrounded by guys where, when you look at who they lost, that backcourt looked really thin, really, really, really thin. And they've addressed that need perfectly. And people say, oh, what about getting a big? Well, Robert Jones, love him or hate him, Big Rob Energy is going to play as hard as possible and get you some big boards and make some good defensive plays. He's back. Hassan Ward came off the bench to be a big spark plug at times, got lost in the shuffle there for about a month. He's apparently coming back. And then you've got, Omaha Bill Yu, a top 10 recruit by some measures, certainly a consensus five-star that can play on the wing, play inside, impact, as a rim protector, and also every aspect of the offense. And Trey King, who got eligible the second half of last season and was very productive and could be very easily a guy who averages 13, 14 points and 6, 7, 8 rebounds. And so, they're sitting about as well as they could have possibly hoped. They didn't have any issues, I'll say. Mm-hmm. There was no Tyrese Sutter situation. these are perfect fits for them because they're positioned, when you include NIL, where some schools are and where Iowa State is at, these are the types of guys that they can get and build off the fact that TJ has relationships with them and probably Kyle Green and others on staff as well.
Yeah.
So I don't think they could have done any better. I know they're feeling really good about it, and we'll see where that leads to once they start tipping off games in, what, 6.5, 7 months?
Yeah, it feels like what we talked about at the end of last season, that it's going to look a little different in terms of the available skill sets that will be on the roster in comparison to the first couple seasons of TJ's tenure here at Iowa State. Rob, quickly, before I let you go, Iowa State women's basketball, who has seen plenty of departures via the transfer portal, they get an All-American from D2 Truman State, Hannah Bellinger, a sharpshooter from three-point range, filled it up at the D2 level, over 20 points per game. I think these are always the most compelling type of acquisitions because, at the very least, you're getting someone at the end of your rotation that against certain teams can match up well, stretch the floor, provide some production. And if this is actually a type of player that fell through the proverbial recruiting cracks, you might really be onto something here. Is it too early to tell in terms of that kind of calculus? I mean, what can you tell us about Bill Finley's newest guard, Hannah Bellinger?
I think shooting translates from any level to any level. 41% from three. They were really inconsistent last year, despite having so many productive three-point shooters, and now transfer portaled Lexi Donarski had a down year shooting it from distance. Emily Ryan was hot and cold. She's kind of the centerpiece of his team now.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good point guard. And you put a shooter of the caliber of Bellinger next to her. And again, I mean, where's she at in terms of defense? Where's she, they've got returners in the backcourt. But when Lexi Donarski left and Danae Fritz followed, guard forward, but Danae Fritz was really coming on the second half of last season, they needed something there, and they got it. I mean, they've got a great recruiting class coming in, but this is an experienced player that, again, I mean, if you shoot at 40, we saw Stephanie Suarez, yes, size always translates, 6'6", and she was playing at the NAIA level probably for family reasons. Her family had all gone to the Masters University, yada, 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 mm-hmm. But, good basketball player is a good basketball player wherever they land up. And whether Bellinger ends up being the featured shooter, which I think she could be, or a bit more of a role player, which also is a possibility, that's just a huge pickup for Iowa State, again, in the wake of Lexi Donarski in particular, deciding to look to play elsewhere for senior season.
Rob, who knew that about 5 years ago, during the sports calendar when spring football was king, that men's and women's college basketball free agency was also going to be a big topic of discussion, because it is what it is, right? That's what it is. It's college basketball free agency right now.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, to be honest with you. I mean,
yeah,
players had, you talk about freedom of movement with the block charge rules at any level. Players were really locked in and hampered. While coaches could do what they want, the NCAA raked in billions of dollars. TVCon.
Agreed.
They raked in billions of dollars, and they couldn't do anything, and now they have at least some freedom of choice and exercise. That's a really great opportunity for people who play at a lower level and become grad transfers to, have that dream of playing at a higher, Jaron Holmes is a prime mm-hmm. example of that last season for Iowa State. So I think there's nothing but positive. It makes my job a lot busier and yours and others. And I know some people are rankled by it because it's not, when the status quo changes, a lot of people are uncomfortable, but again, it had to happen. The law was changing. It had to happen where there's a bit more flexibility in these terms, and it'll settle in and people get used to it. But I actually think it's kind of fun watching teams remake themselves, and almost every team has to do it. And it makes coaches be even more creative than they have been in the past.
Couldn't agree more, Rob, and couldn't appreciate your insight, your analysis more. Really appreciate the time that you give the show, and like I mentioned before, we'll be following closely with your coverage of the Iowa State football spring game on Saturday. Thanks so much. Take care.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you as always, Cole.
Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We'll hear some audio from Iowa State and Iowa football players in those respective spring camps. If time permits, maybe even a little audio on the upcoming Drake relays. That's all next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Tad Kim. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team is in non-conference action tonight with a visit to Illinois-Chicago. The Hawkeyes are 25-9 overall after taking 2 of 3 at Minnesota over the weekend. They'll host Bradley tomorrow night, and Coach Rick Heller feels the bullpen is rested enough to handle 2 midweek games.
I feel like we're in a pretty good place, as good a place as we could be for a double midweek, with the situation that we had this weekend and the opportunities it gave us to have guys come back that threw on Friday in the second game and be able to give an inning or two on Wednesday. So feel pretty good about it.
For the third straight day, the Iowa Cubs have been postponed by weather. The iCubs series opener in Buffalo tonight has been rained out. They'll try to open the series again tomorrow night and make up tonight's game as part of a doubleheader Thursday. Midwest League, Cedar Rapids is at Beloit, while the Quad Cities host Wisconsin. This is Radio Iowa.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Cedar Falls School District needs your help. Did you know that your generous gift can name an area the new Cedar Falls High School or the Tiger Performance Center? Your gift may be designated to one or both of 2 projects currently being fundraised for at the site of the new high school. These projects were not included in the bond and need donor support to make them a reality. Please follow Tiger Performance Center on Facebook and Twitter or visit the website tigerperformancecenter.com for more information. Are you looking for a new opportunity? Cedar Falls Schools is hiring. Get competitive wages, flexible schedules, and a rewarding career. Paraeducators, food service employees, bus drivers, groundskeepers, and more. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
At Community Chevrolet, we're looking to buy your vehicle. You don't even have to trade. We'll buy it outright, giving you cash in your pocket. I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager, and we like to keep our lot full for prospective buyers, so we're willing to make you a deal on your no longer needed ride. We send them through our service department for a thorough checkup, so they're ready for a new home. Stop in and see us at Community Chevrolet and see what we're willing to give you for your vehicle. Simple, straightforward deals always at Community Chevrolet in Cedar Falls.
We've all been there.
You know, in my day, we just dealt with it.
Just suck it up.
It's time to stop the stigma. Let's change the conversation about youth mental health. Maybe like this.
How can I help?
People do get better.
How are you feeling today?
Millions of youth deal with mental health issues. Maybe today you can give hope to one. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Waterloo Youth City Council.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. We were talking Iowa State spring football, among a couple other things, with Rob Gray of the Gazette in the previous segment. And let's continue to talk a little Iowa State spring football. We've got some audio. Iowa State linebacker Zach Lovett, who has been making a transition this spring, says it's been a quick one. He appeared in 13 games the past two seasons at Mizzou, and he is a Melbourne, Florida native that is now calling Ames, Iowa home. He was recruited by Iowa State when he was in high school, I should say. Let's hear from one of the newest Iowa State linebackers who very well could be making a big impact on Saturdays this fall, Zach Lovett.
You know, Iowa State's been a part of my recruiting for as long as I can remember. I think my sophomore year of high school and just entering the portal, I knew I wanted to come into something that had a lot of, you know, just like they have something going, good structure, just good people I know, familiar faces. And just for me, I felt like it was an easy decision. Just,
those,
you know, same people it was back then, same people now.
Easy, Cole. Those familiar faces, largely, as you might imagine, this Iowa State coaching staff headed up by Matt Campbell.
Personally, I feel like I had a good relationship with Coach Veit, Coach Campbell, and even Coach Haycock, because, like, it's the same people that recruited me when I was in high school. And everyone's here is real, like, down-to-earth, real cool people. So it was like I didn't really know anybody. Coach Broom is from my hometown, basically. He's basically from my hometown. So that's, like, a connection. But I didn't, like, know him. But, like, the way people are here, like, it kind of was a quick transition to feeling like I just knew everybody. So it was never really, like, I never really felt like I was, like, alone or anything like that.
And finally, new Iowa State linebacker Zach Lovett, the Mizzou transfer, Florida native, said that after he got in the transfer portal, and I find this interesting, you do wonder, when these guys or gals are getting in the transfer portal, do they have their mind on a school or a few? I would think most do, but how many of them really dig in and do their own research, or do they sit there and kind of wait for the offers to come to them? Here's what Lovett had to say.
Once I got in the communication after hitting the portal, I kind of had my mind made up. There were still some things back in my head, but it was pretty, like, I knew it was, like, that was definitely a very high possibility. So I started to look into stuff and see, like, who I'd be playing with, what stuff was looking like, and just go from there.
I think that's really interesting audio right there. I would like to think that had I actually been blessed with enough athleticism and talent to find myself in a similar situation playing college athletics, that if I ever felt compelled to transfer, that I would be doing the same thing. I would be doing my research, looking into all sorts of things instead of just sitting there going, I'm good enough. And you know what? Some of them out are that are in that transfer portal. They're just good enough where they can get in the portal and everything's going to take care of itself. But I thought that was good stuff there. Let's now go to Iowa spring football camp. Safety Xavier Wampa ready to take the next step in his career. And boy, does he look poised to do so. Former Southeast Polk standout started at strong safety for the Hawks in the Music City Bowl win over Kentucky, closed his freshman season by returning an interception 52 yards for a TD in that game. He was inserted into the starting lineup after Xavier Nwampa, after Kavion Merriweather had opted out of that bowl game.
Really trying to lead, help all the young guys get to the level that we need to be at to, as a defense, just to keep what we've been doing. Really just improve my game, what I've done in the film room, on the field, just making everything come together.
And as you might imagine, as it works with, I would say, basically all college athletes, just having a year to get his feet wet has made a big difference.
I kind of see it the same, but I can just pick up, like, keys faster. Everything, like, I need to see, like, run pass reads, I see just much faster when I first got here, like, throughout the whole season. So just all of that's helping me just improve my speed of the game.
And here's a little more from Nwampa on just how he's been able to improve.
Really just trying to be in the right spots. Like, running backs do a certain thing, the tackles will do something, just like your reads, like, you see them on the field, and then you just react off of that. So those have just gotten a lot better.
And finally, let's hear a little audio on the upcoming Drake Relays. We had director Blake Bolden on the show last week, and he told us that some of these field events are going to have incredibly, incredibly talented folks competing in them, former and current Olympians, world record holders, and two-time Olympic shot put champion Ryan Crozier returns to Des Moines next week. He's going to be a part of a first-of-its-kind team indoor event before taking part in the outdoor competition in Drake Stadium on April 29.
Track, as many people know, is predominantly a European-based sport as at the professional level. So any opportunity that I have to compete in the U.S., I love to take advantage of. And Drake Relays in particular has a very diehard set of fans. They're out there, rain or shine. You never know what we're going to get for Drake Relays with the Iowa weather. But the fans there are really, really just a great set of people and diehard, passionate about the sport.
And Krauser points out that there are only a few big meets like the Drake Relays in the United States any given year.
I feel like the opportunities in U.S. track and field are, I don't want to say slim, but it's always great to have high-end competitions in the U.S. So I look forward to that and try to foster that any way that I can.
Krauser is going to try and best his indoor shot put world record next week. He topped it in February at a meet in Idaho, but World Athletics announced last week it was not going to ratify it as a record because the shot put ring was too large and the landing area was too downhill from the ring. How about that? Here he is on the topic.
So I proposed this beforehand to try and get an attempt at the indoor world record. And with an early season meet like this, I like to see where things are at. Those early season meets are learning experiences to see, are the technical changes holding up that I'm trying to make in practice?
So there you have it. Whether it's high school, college, Olympians, it's all at the Drake Relays next week. Let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. Huge news coming out of Philadelphia, where Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have agreed upon a 5-year extension worth $255 million, including $110 million guaranteed at signing. At an average annual salary of $51 million per year, Hurts' extension makes him the highest paid player in NFL history. Monday marked the beginning of off-season workouts for 26 NFL clubs. Although the programs are voluntary, there were some notable absences, including Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, and Jaguars tight end Evan Engram, all of whom were given their team's franchise tag after the 2022 season. Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson continued his pre-draft visits on Monday, visiting the Titans, while Alabama signal caller Bryce Young officially canceled his remaining pre-draft visits as the star quarterback anticipates being selected at the top of the first round in this year's draft. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
First Maxfield Mutual Insurance provides protection for your home or farm you can afford, all backed by friendly hometown service. Their staff knows the area, and for over 150 years, Cedar Valley residents have counted on them for quality protection for farm mutual insurance. Contact First Maxfield Mutual, a Grinnell Mutual member, for all your insurance needs.
First Maxfield Mutual, our strength is your security.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Des Moines area attorneys. A partner men can count on. 515-518-ALL-ZEROS. CordellCordell.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. As we continue to approach the NFL draft, front offices are now faced with a difficult decision. Do you go with the best player available, or do teams look for a prospect in a position of need? Every roster is going to be different. Every GM is going to be different. But when you look at the success Philadelphia has had with Jalen Hurts, it's hard to argue with drafting the best player available. Heading into 2020, the Eagles were set at quarterback. Carson Wentz, a former number two overall pick, and a quarterback who almost won the MVP in 2017. And the team was just a year removed from awarding Wentz a four-year $128 million contract. That didn't slow Philly. The Eagles went on to use the 53rd overall pick in 2020 to take Hurts. It was a slow process for the former Alabama-Oklahoma quarterback, but after a trip to the Super Bowl and a new $255 million contract, the benefits of drafting the best player available starting to become quite clear in Philadelphia. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Get in on all the NBA playoffs action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Download the app now. Sign up with the code Patrick. So it's code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Opt-in required. One bonus bet issued based on amount of initial losing NBA bet. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColbert.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Final time for this week. As I told you at the top of the show, going on vacation Thursday and Friday. We got Cubs baseball tomorrow afternoon. Getaway day in that series against the Oakland A's. That's a 2:35 first pitch, so that'll chew up most, if not all, of what would have been the show. So, first things first, Cubs got to get another W tonight against the A's. 8:05 pregame, 8:40 first pitch. Listen to it right here on The Fan. I'm very much looking forward to it. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8, and have a great Tuesday night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.